In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. A little girl named Tina had been shuffled from foster home to foster home. Month after month went by, year after year went by. Finally, when she was 8 years old, Tina was informed that she would at last be adopted. After weeks more of waiting, which when you're 8 is an eternity, the day finally arrived for her new parents to pick her up. They arrived on a sunny afternoon to Tina's current foster home. Tina was upstairs in her room and the foster parents went up to get her. And what they saw when they entered Tina's room quite surprised them. See, they had spent much of the previous day packing for Tina to be picked up. They had gotten everything ready, getting everything in her little bin, in her suitcase. Well, Tina had spent that morning alone in her room, quietly putting everything back where it had been. Everything. Her clothes, her toys, her colors, her books, even her toothbrush had been unpacked and put back in the various places in her room. When the foster dad asked Tina if she still wanted to go with her new parents, Tina said, yes, absolutely. Yes, she was adamant. Then, sweetheart, why did you unpack and put everything away? The foster dad asked. And Tina replied, I didn't believe they would really come for me. Kind of heart-wrenching, because you can just picture what was going on in this little girl's mind and in her heart. The inner battle between so desperately believing she'd been chosen and the terrifying unbelief that it would actually come to pass. Now, Tina grew up to be a professor of child development and a researcher in trust and bonding issues in children. And in her memoirs, she comments on how different her life might have turned out if her new parents had not shown up. But they did. And they turned out to be wonderful, not to mention trustworthy parents. In today's gospel, we encounter a man with a tormented son. Torments that had gone on for years, his whole childhood, really. And he comes to Jesus begging for mercy for the boy. If you can do anything, he says to Jesus, if you can do anything, have compassion and help us. And Jesus responds with a little bit of a challenge. He says, if you can, all things are possible to the one who believes. And then the dad cries out those deeply, deeply human words. I believe, help my unbelief. How human, how painfully us. How many days of our spiritual life do we as humans spend in that shadowy middle ground between I believe and help my unbelief? One moment feeling the divine breath of the Holy Spirit unmistakably filling me, and the next wondering if God is moving in my life at all. Why do we do this? Why do we have seasons like this? Or maybe a better question is, what can bring me to a more steady and simple faith? What can bring me from I believe, help my unbelief, to simply I believe? And the answer can be found in the life of an 8-year-old named Tina. She learned to trust. She learned to believe when she saw that her parents showed up, that her adoptive mother and father were trustworthy. And now this 8-year-old certainly didn't understand everything that was going on in those dynamics, but she knew enough to know that they kept their word. We move from help my unbelief to I believe, not by understanding everything, but by knowing that God is faithful, that Jesus Christ keeps his word. Even when we're in the middle of something we don't like or we don't understand, God's word is kept. God's word is true. God has arrived and has claimed me already. When God told Abraham and Sarah, who were old and childless, that they would have offspring as many as the stars in heaven, they did. When God told Moses that the Israelites would prevail over Pharaoh, even when pinned between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea, they did. When God told Mary that she would conceive the Messiah, even though she was a virgin, she did. When Jesus told the disciples that even though they saw him crucified and buried, that he would rise on the third day, he did. When God promised that each and every one of you would receive the Holy Spirit, you did. And when Jesus promises to be with us until the close of the age, he is. And let's not imagine that Mary or Moses or Abraham or Sarah understood all the nuances and details, all the, you know, everything that was going on as it was happening. There was definitely some leaps of faith in there. But without fail, God's word was kept. And still, in spite of God's track record, most people at some time or another, maybe many times, have that little voice whisper in their ear, "What if this time God doesn't come? What if this time God has left me alone?" In the end, though, when has that voice ever been right? It might come every day, but when has that voice ever been right? God may not come the way I want when I want it. God may not be doing for me what I want in the way I want it. You know, there's still pain in this world, sometimes almost unbearable pain. But that doesn't mean God isn't there. It means God is with me in the midst of the pain. Other times, you know, my sense of direction, my future, it is foggy, and I'm not content to live in the today. But God doesn't dwell in some imaginary future that I've concocted. God dwells with you in the today and in the now. When the distraught dad in the gospel was stuck in that shadowy middle ground between I believe and help my unbelief, and after years of seeing his child suffer, Jesus comes. Jesus is there, and Jesus shows him that God was with them both all along. When little 8-year-old Tina unpacked on the day her new parents were scheduled to arrive because she just couldn't face the possibility of the pain if they didn't come, her parents showed up, and they proved themselves trustworthy. And when you have a foggy or painful or lonely week, or year, or decade, God shows up. And not only shows up, God shows that he had arrived before it even began. Because God's word is always kept, that God is within you, in and through all of it. Amen.